can you scan that and send me a copy?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Can I do it tomorrow or do I do it tonight?
You can do it next week.
I'll forget.
Called order the regular meeting of the Idaho Board of Directors, the public meeting for the Idaho Water District. Our mission is to provide reliable water and sewer service in a safe, cost-effective, environmentally sound manner in accordance with the community needs. Roll call.
Director Olson.
Here.
Director Davis.
Here.
Vice President Schaefer.
Here.
President Shutt.
Here. Any public comments before we begin? No? Okay. We're going to, with the board's approval, we're going to move item three up to our first item.
Yes.
Any problems with that?
No.
Excellent. So item number three is the board of directors will discuss and consider appointing a candidate to fill the vacant board director seat for the remainder of the current term. We've received one candidate. We interviewed that candidate at our last meeting. He appeared to have all the qualifications to serve. And so at this time, unless there's any other comment, I'll entertain a motion to approve John Stamper as to fill the vacancy on the board.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
To approve John Stamper as a member of the board.
Excellent. And there's a second?
Yes.
Great. Any further discussion?
No.
Any public comment?
No.
All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed?
Welcome.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 4-0. John, welcome to the board. I have an oath to read. You may raise your arm if you like, and repeat after me, please. I, John Stamper, do solemnly swear.
I, John Stamper, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith
and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
And allegiance to the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And I will well and faithfully discharge.
And I will well faithfully discharge
the duties upon which I'm about to enter.
The duties of that which I'm upon to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow, pretty presumptuous.
I know.
Mr. Stamper, Director Stamper,
yes.
You are now sworn in. You have all the full rights and privileges of a director. And so with that, we are going to go ahead with our meeting. And during this meeting, you can comment and vote at the appropriate times. You have full privileges just as equally as any other member of the board. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we'll go to the consent calendar. Any comments on the minutes?
No.
Mr. Stamper?
No.
No. Davis, Vice President?
I had just a small thing I mentioned to Tyla. It was really just a minor thing where it just said Prefer Vice President. She's just going to switch it around. It normally says Vice President Prefer.
Okay,
so
clear, clear.
Resistant, nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
So I mentioned that.
All right. Financials. Any comments, Mr. Olson?
No.
Mr. Stamper?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Vice President Prefer?
No.
Not Prefer Vice President?
No, not Prefer. Thank you.
Operations report?
None.
Mr. Stamper?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No. And there are good congratulations there to our GM there for doing a superb job there.
Excellent. Vice President Prefer?
No.
Okay. Any public comments? No. With that, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Motion to approve the consent calendar.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Davis. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. Nice to have a 5-0 vote. All right, we'll go on to the general manager's report.
Okay, so for the MHI study, we had to apply for our fourth round of surveys to go out. We had to apply back to the state. They have replied back requesting some more information from ADRA. She had to supply that information, so it set us back probably 2 weeks. We're hoping that they can continue with the fourth round by next week. So we're waiting on the state's approval on that.
After three rounds, where are we?
After three rounds, we need 75
more
surveys. We gathered our own email list. And we sent those out, and we're hopeful that the people will reply. This is going to be an email survey, so they'll be able to do it via email, not mail it in, not fill out a form. So it should be more intuitive, easier. Hopefully, we'll get that 75. Spoke with the Rural Water Association about our loan. When I talked to them, they told me that they needed another document. And I was like, well, you couldn't reach out to me for this document because it was sitting. And so anyways, I gave them the document. They were still processing our loan, but this is supposed to help them finalize our loan. So they're still in the process of processing the loan. So we're still waiting for their responses on the loan approval. In the wastewater treatment plant, DUDEC, they needed more time. I spoke with them today. I got an update for the proposal for the wastewater treatment plant. We do have a meeting for next week on the 25th at 9 p.m. They're going to go over that proposal with me in person and go through it piece by piece. And so it should be very detailed, and I should have a lot of information next week in regards to our proposal for the wastewater treatment plant. And then the district, we purchased a new piece of equipment, which is on the board here. We purchased a mini excavator for the crew to make their life a little easier in the wintertime in tight places, tight spots. This came with three different buckets, a 24, 18, and a 12-inch size bucket to get into tight spots. This was off the last year's budget, CIP money, so this was a long time coming, we're waiting for. This is a brand new unit. I was able to get a 5-year warranty on it, so this should last us a very long time. She's sitting in the garage, the crew loves it. This was a leak that they repaired. It was one service line going to two different services, two different houses. So they got that repaired. And then just an update on the lake. It's almost full. We've been pumping the diversion on a daily basis, and we're just about full.
So you took this last picture last week, huh?
Yeah, yeah, almost. So. The treatment plant, we've been having some issues with the treatment plant. They went to replace a compressor that runs the pneumatic system within the treatment plant. When they did that, there's pneumatic actuator valves that run the backwash process and put it back into treatment process. Anyways, when they disconnected that system, it kind of went haywire, and our valves, our actuators, I know they're very old, but they they stopped working, they weren't working properly, and so we disrupted the system. Therefore, we had to end up replacing two of the actuators, two of four. We bought four brand new ones. We put two on the shelf to replace the other ones when they are ready to be replaced. But we had to spend some time working on the treatment plan this last week. And that's all I got.
Okay. Mr. Olson, any questions?
No.
Mr. Stamper?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Vice President Prefer?
I have a couple questions. On for the survey, we're still waiting on them to send them out to the customers? Or
so we had to send them the email list. They take the email list and send it out. But she has to have approval from the state to do that fourth round, which is via email, and we're waiting on the
state. So
we're
waiting on state to approve to send out the other one.
Yes.
Okay. And then on the mini excavator, is it that you're just using that to get into smaller areas because the backhoe?
Well, it's not only that, but like when we're working on the streets, our backhoe is fairly large.
Okay.
And then when we put the outriggers out, and they're a lot of times in the middle of the street taking up a lot of space, this will allow us, it's got a way smaller footprint. It'll allow us to be on the side of the road, much safer, and it's just going to be a nicer piece of equipment. It'll give us more options.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Jerome.
Question about the households will be getting the MHI survey. There's 600 and something sewer customers, and then only some?
587.
And then how many of those are residential and how many are commercial?
Commercial 179.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else?
That's good, thank you.
Okay. All right. We'll move along then to...
one more thing?
Yes.
Can I make a motion to approve the consent calendar? I haven't done that, have we?
We did.
Okay, sorry.
But if you want to do it again,
I
would like to do it again.
I made the motion.
Okay, I would like to do it.
All right. Item number four, action item number four. Board of Directors will consider the adoption of Resolution Number 811, approving the revised fixed asset policy, increasing the capitalization threshold from $5,000 to $10,000. Mr. Olson, any comments?
I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Mr. Stamper?
No.
Mr. Davis?
Agree, it's a better idea.
All right. Vice President Prever?
I agree with the two. Yep.
I hate to admit this, but I have no idea what this means. what does this mean?
It means that... when you spend, right now, $5,000 limit, if you spend $4,995 on a piece of equipment, you must expense it. If you spend $5,000, you get to capitalize it. Now it'll be, if you spend less than $10,000, you'll expense it immediately. And if it's over $10,000, you'll capitalize it and depreciate it over the estimated useful life.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Excellent.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Any public comment? No? I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make that motion to approve that.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Mr. Stamper has seconded. Any further discussion? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. We'll move to item number 5, adoption of Resolution 812, updating the Idyllwild Water District Employee Handbook. The Board of Directors will consider adopting Resolution 812, updating the district's employee handbook. Mr. Olson, any comments?
No.
Mr. Stamper?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Ms. Prefer?
I do. I had a couple of things that I guess I had questions on. I'm not sure if you want me to ask.
Yeah, start from number one and go down the list.
Okay. So let's see here.
Page
32. This 3.2.3.5, number 3, it says a decrease in paid vacation or admin leave, floating holiday or story time off. I guess I was just confused because I didn't think I thought it was all considered PTO.
Yeah, so, it's all PTO.
But it's not. For the definition,
we try, because some people don't understand PTO, before we have vacation and sick time
right.
and person.
Right.
It's all under PTO, which is paid time off.
Right.
But
I understand that. It's fine, I guess. I thought we only did PTO, that's all. So I was more just
perhaps we could change the language to say a decrease in PTO and then give examples of what it used to be called, vacation, leave, floating, holiday, compensatory, whatever. And that way it covers both because it should state PTO.
I just make that
PTO example given EGs and just list what those are.
Sure.
And then... I noticed that there in one part that it wasn't highlighted, that just is, but I noticed the holidays were different than what the previous one was. So,
yeah, before
it was 12. I noticed it was 12, now it's 15.
Yeah, we add June 19th and Columbus Day, we don't have it. We left it before. Mr. Steve Conker was against it, so we put it back. And the other one, Abraham Day. So the 3 days different from the last. Holiday time. I have the old one if you want.
But was that added in?
The new one.
Well, I have a question.
Sure.
Was that added in during negotiations with the employees? Was that added in just with this revision? Was this added in?
With this revision, we took already Abraham Lincoln last. So the procedures already to policy to match the procedures. So this 12 days. And this 15 days. This is the difference between the 12 days and the 15 days.
Right. So we're approving 3 more holidays.
Yes.
With this employee handbook.
Abraham Lincoln, June 19, and Columbus Day.
Yes, I get that. I get that. Was this something that is part of employee package that we're augmenting or?
Yes. Yep. He told them. We want to give them the extra holiday.
It's part of employee retention to help, you know, just with retaining our employees and giving them time off with their families as needed. They work really hard for us. They've done an excellent job with us. And, you know, there's things come up. People will bring up, hey, you know, so-and-so, this company's got, you know, either this benefit or that benefit. They've got PERS, we don't, you know, it's constantly going back and forth with employees and what they're looking for and what's important to them.
Awesome.
All right.
And then, again, some just questions. So, and then on page 39, under 4.2.5, the cost of living adjustment, my question is, how come we go based off of LA, Long Beach, and Anaheim?
We go to South California.
Versus like Riverside. I guess I was just looking at county wise.
We take South California actually. Dr. Shelley today asked me what is the index today for CPI. And I told him we're going with California, South California, because they split it north and Sacramento and South. But because he copied this one from another place.
So should we update it to say Southern California?
Yeah, South California. We can change it. Like
okay, let's change it to Southern California.
Can you repeat that number?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, of course. Page 39, 4.2.5.
And what is the CPI for this year?
3.9 today.
Again, just a dumb thing. Page 44, 4.3.11. This just says shall approve vacation as set forth in the chart below.
So
I don't know if you want to keep
PTO.
It to PTO.
PTO.
No,
mm-hmm.
Just, and then on page 81, 9.1.36, the work week. I know we're just changing it in here. Here we had the days. I think you want to change it to like daylight savings or however we worded it.
Yeah, we're
right?
going with
That's
day saving.
Right?
What the number?
Oh, sorry. 81, 9.1.36.
Yeah.
Because it just has the dates, so
yes.
I think it just. Those are the
I'm going to set it a blue sticker.
She probably changed it to March 31st. Is that what she said?
Oh, okay.
You're missing
yeah,
a day?
Okay.
Yeah. We changed it for day 7 because they keep it changing.
I understand, but you're missing a day. You talk about October 1st to March 30th,
yes.
April 1st to September 30th.
Yes.
So on March 31st, we don't work?
No.
Okay, so you're going to change it to October 1st to March 31st?
Yes.
Okay. I thought there was a 16th holiday in there that I didn't know about.
Thank you.
The daylight savings.
Yeah, that's what it is. Exactly. Talk about springing forward.
Well, thank you. I'm just contemplating that going from the 12 days to 15 days. I'm thinking of what the manager said, and I'm thinking of all the benefits to that. But at the same time, the holidays seem to keep increasing and increasing and increasing.
We're going with the county for the last time.
So if the county of Riverside does another holiday, we're going to do another holiday? Okay, I'm just checking. Yeah, that's a federal. That's a federal one. And we... All right. Any public comments? No? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to approve the employee handbook as amended during discussion.
We'll make that motion to approve the handbook as amended.
Any other? Is there a second?
Second.
Well, Mr. Davis was just a little bit quicker. It happens. Any further discussion? No? All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. I do have a question. I know it has passed, and I'm not going to overrule that vote, but I am going to back up just a little bit and pick on Ryan for just a second here. Because he's here in person, and I like picking on him when he's in person.
He's an easy target.
Yeah. Ryan, I know that sometimes you were here and sometimes you weren't, but a while back, it seemed like council was here several meetings in a row, and we went over the handbook in sections each time, and you took notes, and sometimes, I think Holland, I forget Holland's last name, or maybe that was his last name.
Holland Stewart.
Okay. Holland Stewart was here, and sometimes he took notes. I asked for the changes to be highlighted, and I didn't notice any of those notes that we had made highlighted in the handbook. Do you know if those notes were included in the revisions that we made, or?
I don't believe they were incorporated. So, but I do have those notes from way back when.
Mm-hmm.
I can certainly make a redline version and bring that back for board consideration.
Excellent. Excellent. I would appreciate that very much. Otherwise, I would have to go into a whole rant about why are you here then, and where are those notes at, and how could you do such a terrible thing. But knowing that you have them gives me a great deal of comfort. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mr. Jordan.
I know some of the districts, when they have their new handbooks, all the proposed changes are red. So it's very easy to look through and see what's different, whereas if you're looking at a handbook,
yes.
Highlighted. Who knows what's different? You have to be a real connoisseur
of handbooks. Yes, of employee handbooks. Of course, we do have one member of the board that is a connoisseur of employee handbooks and has done a fine job at looking at it. All right. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. All right.
So if there's a change, I don't bring it back, right?
No. He might bring back the notes, and we could, at a later board meeting, incorporate those notes into the approved handbook. There's nothing wrong with that. We could improve the handbook every month if we wanted to. But now we have a better, cleaner, newer version to work on. So we'll just use the version as amended, and then if we have any other amendments we want to make, we can include those in them later, at a later date.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Probably since.
Are you having a side conversation?
Yes, I was just looking at this, and it says that pump 31.6 acre feet, approximately 10 million gallons of water from the Strawberry Creek diversion to Foster Lake. And I wrote, over what time period?
Oh. Last week.
Probably since, yeah, last week. The creek is flowing.
It is. It's doing very well.
We have a week to you.
All right. We are going to go into closed session. We will take a 5-minute break and then go into closed session unless there's any other public comment. No? Okay. We'll take a short 5-minute break.
So this means 10 million gallons out of the creek.
That was since last month. That you've been pumping since then.
Right, but that's out of the creek.
Out of, from the creek.
From the creek.
Like 10 million gallons.
One month.
This is.